Chapter 1. Is something up? Every fifth person you meet is LD/ADHD. Life is full of challenges, whether you are learning disabled or not. It's how you handle those challenges. Aaron Brockovich, activist, dyslexic. It's safe to say that most parents hope they would receive the news that their kid has LD/ADHD with patience, understanding, optimism, and kindness. But despite best intentions, feelings and fears can get in the way. I understand why. Feelings and fears often arise when parents hear the words learning disability. Not exactly empowering words. I don't believe anyone is so disabled he cannot learn. However, that is exactly what many people believe the words learning disability imply. While I certainly don't love learning disability, in order to connect kids with their rights and to a community of others who share that label, sometimes it may be necessary to use learning disability to describe your child's learning issue. Most parents get very emotional when they first find out their child has a learning disability. For young or first-time parents, the news can be devastating. Learning how to accept that your child is different, especially when he looks like every other kid on the playground, is a tall order and may take time. You may have to reorient yourself and even work through some anger as you get to a place that will enable you to become the most important advocate and ally your child will have. There is a grieving process at all levels, and you may have to let go of many of the aspirations you had for your child. Some studies have suggested that parents often have a harder time accepting LD/ADHD than other, more visible disabilities. But just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not equally valid and difficult to manage without some help. And it certainly shouldn't stop you from seeking early and effective intervention for your child. At Eye to Eye, we help kids learn how to talk about their LD/ADHD so it's not a source of shame or insecurity. As parents, you have to try your best to do the same. Remember, discovering that your child is in the company of people like Steven Spielberg certainly isn't the academic end of the road, unless you make it one. Learning that your child has LD/ADHD also opens the door to an entire community of support and hope, full of people who have not only succeeded, but excelled. At some point, you will probably need their help. Although schools may not always be as forthcoming with information as you'd like, parents who have been engaged with the system for years can be tremendous resources. I've heard the network among parents of kids with LD/ADHD compared with the Underground Railroad. There's a ton of knowledge out there, but you have to find it. There's still a lot of secrecy about LD/ADHD and where to find the best information and guidance. In the coming chapters, not only will I let you know where to find help, I'll also provide you with insights from my own experience as someone with LD/ADHD. Many parents want to know how to fix the problem right away. Unlike psychiatric disorders like depression, which can be cured, learning disabilities are not curable, even though people often do get better, explains Dr. Harold Koplowitz, director of the Child Mind Institute, a mental health resource center in New York City. Smart parents recognize this is a long-term thing, and it's not always easy. Even parents who have accepted their own LD/ADHD status may be saddened and frustrated when their children start to exhibit signs of learning issues. Vanessa Kirsch, who has dyslexia and now serves as founder and managing director of New Profit, Inc., a national venture philanthropy fund and social innovation organization, reflects, "Until my daughter was born, I thought I was done with being dyslexic, that nothing could stand in my way. And for a while after Mirabelle was diagnosed in first grade, I still thought, we are going to ace this." Kirsch and her husband did everything within their power to ensure that Mirabelle had access to all the resources she needed. "We did a proactive parent search, picked a community and a school district we knew would work for us. We even hired a private tutor. Even with all the work and knowledge gained from my own past experience, it was torture to see her light was still fading. I thought we had control over our resources, but we were mystified.